Do we have a quorum? Are we going to have a quorum? We have a quorum. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Super.
I think you still have two online, right?
Yeah. We still got Wayne and...
Oh, we have some on Wayne? Okay, very good.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it looks like St. George is the one that needs to be here the most. And so with that, I hope everybody feels welcomed. And we'll go ahead and move on to item two, which is consideration of previous meeting minutes from April 21st, 2021 of this year. Does anybody have objections to the minutes? Is there... We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes. Item four is an action item. We're going to three. We got to talk about money before we spend it. Is Susan?
She's on Zoom.
Oh, Susan's on Zoom. Susan, we're ready for the financial update. I thought Susan was just here.
Hello?
Yes.
We can't hear you. Oh, but now she's muted.
Susan, your phone is muted.
Can you unmute him? Oh, there she is.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. All right, we can hear you now, Susan. Can she hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You can? Okay, but I can't be there in person. I am on my way to Weber State at Vote Certification Training, but I wanted to do just a quick little update. I sent out the ledger. Hopefully, you have all seen it. We did get some more excess funds from Washington City. We've got a couple of other deposits from the Interstate Tax Commission. So for today's meeting, there is a request for construction grant funds. Currently, we have $1.389 million in the account. The request is for $311,100, so obviously we have plenty of money to grant that request. The second request is from St. George for corridor preservation funds. We have $1.574 million in that account. The request for today is $732,500, so there's also money available to grant that request. And the only other thing we really wanted to discuss financially is that we had talked about at the beginning of the year, maybe having a mid-year report from the different jurisdictions that have obligated funds. So I have sent out the obligated projects, and maybe next month or next meeting anyway, we can have a report on how the progress is going for Ivins and St. George, Hurricane Apple Valley, and Washington City all have obligated money. So maybe we'll be in touch with those people to see if we can kind of have an update on how those projects are going next time.
Very good. Well,
is
super.
There any questions?
Any questions for Susan? All right. And for anybody who, the update's just kind of in order for us to keep track of things, how they are, because sometimes a property is purchased and then it might be years before something happens, and it's just a matter of bringing that back and letting everybody know kind of how things are going. Well, very good. Thank you, Susan. With that, I guess we'll move on to Cameron. We're going to turn the time over to you to talk about both of these issues if you want.
Sure. And, you want me to stand up in front? You want me to sit here?
Whatever
you want.
Yeah, however...
I've got a loud voice, so...
Well, we have some people on Zoom. So it'd probably be better if you were in front of the camera, kind of.
They can see me right here.
We can see him.
Oh, okay.
You're getting just fine.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first item, I think I've got it in the right order, the 3000 East project, or the right-of-way requested funds, that's PRI, or Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Property Reserve Incorporated, owns that property. And so we have been in discussion with them. We've got an appraisal that I think it's in your packet, $311,000 and what is it, $100. That's to pay for the right-of-way and some of the, I think, the appraisal cost and just a little administrative cost that way. But they are willing to sell the property. We need the property to be able to widen 3000 East. And it goes from Mall Drive down to The one that is in the packet goes down to 1140 South. That's the roadway that has Washington Fields Intermediate School on there. And there is a little strip along 1140 South on the north side that's PRI property also that's included in this 3000 East proposal. And that's to provide the, we don't have a walking path. We need a sidewalk. We need a little bit of right-of-way right there to be able to provide, once the school went in, we're getting some kids walking. We have the traffic signal at 1140 South, but we need a little bit of right-of-way on that north side. So that's that first project. Again, 3000 East, a little bit on 1140 South, but it goes from Mall Drive down to 1140 South. And it's on the east side of the road. I won't go on to the next project. You want me to
Should we go ahead and just, any questions for Cameron? We can definitely see the need out in that area.
Huge need.
Yeah. I've got, in the city council, the city of St. George budget that's going to city council that has been looked at preliminarily, there's a lot of funding programmed for that 3000 East corridor, Mall Drive all the way down to Segnaler Drive just south of 2450 South. Yeah. And so our hope and plan is to finish up the right-of-way and really get that thing improved. We have one project, 1450 South, the realignment that we've been working on that you have seen for some COG funding. We are advertising that project right now and supposed to open bids on July 1st.
Super. Well, as I look at this, this is exactly why we have this fund for purchase of these right-of-ways. So I'll entertain a motion for this.
Well, I'll entertain a motion. We approve the COG purchase property along 3000 East. 1580 South of Mall Drive.
Very good. Have a motion and a second.
Commissioner?
Yes.
Just make sure it's coming out of the construction grant fund because it is on the
so noted. Thank you. To come out of the construction grant fund.
For $311,100.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, wouldn't it come out of preservation fund? Aren't we buying corridor?
No, because it's already
on the STIP list, and so it's okay. Not eligible for preservation.
Okay, very good. So it's coming out of the construction grant fund. All right. Very good with that. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes. So, item five.
Okay. So this item is 1450 South from River Road going to the west. There is one property owner that we need to buy some property from. The City of St. George owns the rest of the property built for the Dixie Center over at Crosby Way.
Okay.
And so this one's the Don Taylor property right there by Popeyes heading west to go down through those fields where he's got that pivot and everything. So Jay Sanford has been in communication with him. I think it's been well over a year that he's been meeting like every other Friday with him to talk with him and about his concerns. And we have a willing seller. Don Taylor is willing to sell us the property. And so we're requesting to get that right-of-way through that private property so that we can tie up the property and we can start working on environmental for that roadway. So it's the purpose of the road is to connect River Road at 1450 South all the way over to the Dixie Center, including a bridge to tie in to Interchange 5 on I-15.
Oh, very good.
How much? It's $732,500. Again, I think the right of way is $726,500, and then the $6,000 or so is for the appraisal and the sort of right of way administrative costs.
I have one question. Are you going to be able to keep it from ever getting flooded? I mean, you're right there.
Ever.
Hey, I'm still praying for rain.
Me too.
The roadway alignment itself, we're hoping, we've been working on some floodplain process, and we are hoping to keep the road right on the border right there of the floodway so that we don't get any development on the north of it between the road and the
river.
Okay. And so the road, we're looking at erosion protection and stuff like that, but yeah, the road could get some water on it on a huge storm.
Yeah.
But the development is, I mean, theoretically, cross our fingers, never not going to get flooded. Road.
Wow. Very good. Any other questions, Mayor?
I have none. Let's move on.
All right. Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion, but
I feel like I'm ripping you guys off. We're moving too fast. We need to slow this down. Get your money's worth out of this team.
The preservation fund. And the total amount is what?
$732,500.
I'll make that motion.
All right. And a second? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. And that is our last item, so we stand adjourned.
Free mentions.